reefs are often called the canary in the coal mine for global warming. Coal miners used to bring caged canaries underground. If toxic gases got in the mine, the canary would get sick or die, warning the miners that there was a problem. Below the ocean's surface today, the underwater canary is struggling. Warmer ocean temperatures and acidification are damaging reefs and turning colorful underwater ecosystems gray. But here's some good news. Industrial designers in Israel are working on a fix. They're using 3D printing. Ezria Tarazi teaches industrial design at Technion Israel Institute of Technology. Ezria, you're a diver and have been witnessing the changes in the coral reefs off the coast of Israel. What have you been seeing and how has it affected you?
I was diving all over the planet and you could see the horrible consequences of global warming, acidity of the waters, and even tourism. So you could see in places bleached corals, gray areas of collapsed corals, looking through the glass of your diving mask, Sometimes you cry.
Tell us about your team's plans for building artificial reefs. How do you do that with 3D printing?
We started with bioplastic, plastic that made from materials like corn. But very fast we found that we don't want even the idea of plastic, even if it's natural, to be in the water. And the second thing is that the printing time was really, really slow. And when we moved to ceramics, it was much faster and much seems to us natural. So the idea was to print clay with a natural material, but also use a very flexible shape that gives us complexity and variety. So we have like 100 of components and each one is different.
Have you tested it out underwater to see if it works?
Yeah. Right now in the Red Sea, the port of Eilat, we have installed a one column of like 30 components like this. And already 1 month after installation, we saw a lot of algae coming and covering the reef and a lot of fish.
I was curious to what degree a 3D printed coral reef can replicate what a natural coral reef does for the ecosystem.
This is the thing. We are not trying to imitate nature. We're trying to instigate nature. So upon these constructions, corals will grow and build the reef again.
There's a debate in the scientific community over whether humans should attempt to build artificial reefs at all, whether they're actually interfering with the natural ecosystem. How's your project do on that score?
The classic approach was to sink ships, wrecks, and airplanes, and actually a lot of garbage to the sea. And I think this kind of between naive and, I don't know, criminal idea is not valid anymore. So our approach is to do it in much more simple and humble way, using only natural materials.
Ezria Tarazi is developing coral reefs with a 3D printer. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Tarazi's research is based at the Technion Israel Institute of Technology. Check out videos of the reefs being printed and placed in the sea. They're on Instagram. We're at PRI The World.